Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's time to bring back the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. Your host, Ryan Eason, team Double Badge, Double Anal. Kids are starting to go back to school. The weather was pretty cold today. How many think we reached 70? The Gopher football game is this Thursday. I had my first fantasy draft, actually, yesterday. So I guess it's time for another wonderful year of fantasy football and the NFL. So welcome to Season 2, Episode 1. Good to be back. Excited. And I know there was some talk about it. I wasn't sure if I was going to be back this year. I know I had some doubts. I mentioned it at the last episode of Season 1. Thought about it a lot this offseason. For those that don't know, I mean, it's a lot of work doing this. I don't just come in, open up the microphone, start talking, and just spitball things here. There's hours and hours of studying and research and effort and notes that get put into this. So it was very time-consuming, very draining for me, but I decided I'm a man of the people. I got some feedback. Everyone seemed to enjoy Season 1. Got a few comments that it made people's Tuesdays or Wednesday mornings, whenever you listen to it, so I decided to be back, and I think the thing that made me personally seal the deal to come back on it was I listened to a podcast myself that's about the Minnesota Vikings, and just recently the two hosts of that show left, and they ended up replacing with the new guy, and they said it was going to be in good hands, and I tuned in. The new guy, he did the podcast for a couple episodes, and I just noticed it just wasn't the same. The guy was very bad. I shouldn't say very bad, but it was just very different. I thought he was personally worse than the other two hosts, and he hasn't done a show in a few weeks now, when it's supposed to be a couple episodes a week. So I'm thinking either he got shit-talked a lot on the internet, he just couldn't take it anymore, or he just said, fuck this, because it is a lot of work. But either way, I didn't want that legacy to happen to the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons podcast. I didn't want it to die after one season. I didn't want someone else to try to take over. This is kind of my baby, and I want to roll with it and keep it going for a little bit longer. So would have been sad to end it, and I'm back, baby. Let's do this. What to expect from this season? Let's see, more fucking swearing. Gonna uptick the curse words. So don't worry, I'll make sure I have that explicit label on. So I just don't have the little ones listening, or do. I don't know. Fuck, I'm not gonna judge your parenting. But more fucking swearing. I'm gonna try to drink more beer. Maybe I'll even get wasted one episode. Who knows? That could be fun. More swearing, more beer. What am I missing? Oh, yeah, more fucking titties. Gotta talk about more titties. I'm going to have more strip club references, more references to beautiful women. It's just a part of the culture here in the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons podcast. So more titties, more beer, more swearing, and probably more making fun of people too. So if that sounds good to you, sounds good to me, so let's have at it. Just a refresher for those of you about what this podcast is about. It's really a weekly conversation during the fantasy football season about the greatest fantasy football league ever assembled. Well, at least in Coon Rapids, that is. But probably the greatest ever assembled. And we have a weekly chat about that, the league, and that's what the main central focus is. But we'll throw in a little bit of general NFL and fantasy talk, too, for you non-league listeners out there, which I know there are some. And really want to make it, more than ever this year, a podcast for all to listen to. So if you're a non-league listener and you're listening, you're like, God damn, the show are talking about this one fantasy football league about, or a lot. That's because that's the main reason why the podcast was created. But I'll try to throw in some jokes. We got some, we had some bits last year. We have contests. Can your picks beat Rick's? We even had a Christmas sing-along last year. Trying to throw in some tidbits for all to enjoy. But, yeah, super glad to be back. Ready for another excited NFL season. Let's start things off. So first thing to cover, 350 Club, $3.50. You can become a league sponsor. New season, that means we need a new cast of sponsors. This isn't one of those things where once you pay the $350, it was for every year. It doesn't work like that. Sorry, boys. So if you want to renew your sponsorship, Venmo me. I don't know what my Venmo is, but you'll figure it out. My name's Ryan Eason. I got a picture of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or just shoot me a text. Tweet at me, at not Ryan Eason. And, you'll get a weekly shout-out every episode for the season if you donate $3.50 and join the 350 Club. So got to get that out of the way. I'm going to hopefully have some new and exciting sponsors this year. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, got to get that out of the way. And let's start rolling with the show. I think a good thing to lead off with and start off with is just a light recap overview of last season, what happened, refresh people's memories. Somehow fucking StarCraft, Bamichun, Zimmel, Jared Zimmel led the way in the win and loss column with an impressive 10-3 record for a .769% winning percentage. How the fuck he did this, I don't know. I think half the league or half his team he drafted is over the age of 34, which in NFL years is like 87, so it's really quite remarkable. But congrats Zimmel again for last year for a hell of a season. Made it all the way to the championship against who I thought pretty much from the start of the season to the end had the best team. I love TDs in my face, Jordan Walmel. Went from just being an embarrassing fuck who could never make the playoffs to dominating most of the season, scoring the most points, and winning the championship. And actually, to my recollection, Zimmel and Walmel split the first place pot, which startled some people, and there's some comments about that. And I can see where they're coming from. I'll say it's their money; they can do whatever they want for it. But I thought it was a little bit pussy, especially if you Walmel Zimmel. I kind of know why you did it, because you knew you clearly had the worst team, and you're a conniving little bastard, and just wanted to get more money out of it. Which you did. You ended up losing the championship, Walmel. I thought you'd have a little bit more balls, man. And actually, I didn't think you'd have more balls. What am I saying? But hopefully we don't have that shit going on again. But, yeah, that was our championship matchup, Zimmel and Walmel last year. Third place matchup, your host, Ryan Eason, myself, faced off against Andrew Fleck in the third place bracket. Got my ass kicked on that, so Fleck took third. I think he's made the playoffs, like, every fucking year. So, I don't know, man. Guy can just play fantasy, I guess, somehow. Drinking Mountain Dews and playing fantasy. That's Falk. Speaking of Mountain Dew, I'm crushing some Mountain Dew right now. It's another thing I want to change about this year. Gotta get the energy up. So might throw back some Mountain Dews or energy drinks before I start the beer drinking. I don't know if that's counterintuitive, but whatever. So other recap things that happened in the league last year. Evan Lyle, the Camarada Slayer, was absolute dog shit. 2-11 record. He was fucking terrible. Really fun to joke around and make fun of week in and week out. I appreciate you sucking, Evan, because it made for some good podcast material. But we'll see how you do this year. And anything else to point out about last year? Asian Dave had a ton of quarterbacks in the beginning. I think pretty much got rid of them all by the end of the season. Falk had the coefficient. We had the quarterback kicker combo going on for a while. That was cute. Tony claimed to be the wizard of the waiver wire because he made like one, maybe two good waiver wire picks, and he thought he was some kind of fucking genius. I don't know. That's our commissioner, by the way, for you new listeners out there. Tony Raker, a.k.a. like what I like to call him, Phony Faker. So that could probably transition to a next thing is some new things that are going to be happening for the league this year. We're upping the ante, I believe, to $100. Earlier this year, we had half the league at, I think it was Cowboy Slims or something, all drunk as fuck, and we did a vote on making it $100, and that's kind of where it started. And then some talks recently in the last few days about upping it to $100, and I haven't heard anyone bitch about it, so it's going to get a little bit serious. So Evan claims he's going to be playing better now that it's up to $100, so we'll see. But yeah, sorry, I had to drink a little bit of dew. So that's new. Other than that, nothing else too new. We're not drafting at the Turtle Lake Casino. We decided not to renew that plan, and we're back to drafting in someone's fucking basement or garage. I think we're gonna do William's basement. So back to square one doing that. We'll see how that goes. And I think that's really the only league changes that we've talked about this year. So we'll see if anything else changes. But, yeah. Let's see here. Wamo won the championship. We'll transition into what kind of happened in the NFL in the offseason and during the summer. A few topics. Jimmy G went on a date, perhaps fucked a porn star. I think it was Mia Khalifa. Is that who it was? I think so. Yeah, or no, not Mia Khalifa. That's some other chick. That chick dead? She might be dead. I don't know. There's a lot of porn stars have died in the last few years. It's kind of alarming, but anyways, Kiara Mira, is her name? Kiara Myra? Mira? I don't know. But anyways, that's who he went on a date with, and he said it was a good learning experience. I think he was trying to reference the good learning experience of being in the spotlight now that he's a starting quarterback for the 49ers, but I think we all know what you meant by it was a good experience, Jimmy. And if you saw the picture of Mia, she had her hair scrunched up and a ponytail. I had it posted on Instagram. You know, I'm thinking Jimmy G got the D, if you know what I mean. Now, they interviewed this porn star after the date, and she said, "I'm predicting a 49ers Super Bowl because anything I touch turns to gold." Oh, all right. But that happened. Pretty good stuff there. So the little thing about Jimmy G dating that porn star is, gosh, the guy's 26 years old, starting quarterback to 49ers. Not a bad looking dude. Has the Twitter skills. If you haven't seen him on Twitter, you should look at that shit. You'd think he would be going after, you know, some maybe a little bit classier women, but who's the judge? Fuck it. So that happened. Another topic, Saquon Barkley, rookie entering the league, got drafted by the New York Giants. All anyone can ever fucking talk about is this guy's calves. They are massive. I mean, they're fucking tree trunks. Like, you could fucking cut those off and, you know, hang your fucking Christmas decorations off those fuckers. They're pretty big, but yeah, we'll see how good he's going to be this year. I don't know. It's always a little iffy when you draft a rookie quarterback, but it seems to have been working out the last few years with Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara. So we'll see if he can pass on the tradition that's been going on the last couple of years with rookie running backs. A lot of hype rolling around him, and he had his first preseason run. It was like 37 yards, and everyone fucking flipped shit about it. Giants think they're going to fucking win the next six Super Bowls because of it. That's a little headline there. The third one, Tyrod Taylor. I don't know if you saw the news about this that's been coming out about him, the new Browns starting quarterback. His name might not be Tyrod. It might be Tyrod. Apparently that's what his mom calls him. And everyone just calls him Tyrod. He doesn't correct it. As someone who mispronounces people's names, especially in the fantasy world all the time, I don't know what to think of this. I don't know what to fucking call the guy. I might just call him T-Rod? T-Rex? Fuck, I don't know. I'll have to come up with a name for him. Apparently his mom doesn't even call him really Tyrod. She calls him by his middle name, which is like Diablo or some fucking weird name. So I don't know. That was a hell of a story too. And I think that pretty much sums up everything that happened in the NFL on this summer and offseason. There might be one or two other things, but I think we can all agree those were the three biggest stories that came out between the end of fantasy last year and up to date now. But, yeah, the other thing I wanted to point out is you might notice that I've been doing a lot of talking and don't have a co-host. So there's a couple things I want to maybe try out and test with the season two of the podcast. And, I think that a good first step was just taking on an episode on my own, being just the sole host. And something that I wanted to try to prove myself and hopefully better myself. So it's kind of fucking weird just sitting here talking the microphone all by myself. I'm just, I feel like I should have cameras on me or be in a recording studio, but no, I'm just fucking sitting here in the Camerata boardroom, staring in the microphone, talking. So I think it's a good test, though. So, give me some feedback. Let me know what you thought. It's probably won't happen too often. I do like having a co-host to joke around and talk with, and then it puts pressure off me because then if I don't know what to say, I can just fucking look at the co-host and they can start running their mouth and I can daydream for a while or do whatever. But yeah, and other than that, for changes of season two, we'll just have to stay tuned and see. Maybe we'll have a couple new voices, a couple new guest hosts, maybe a couple new bits. We'll see. Let's talk about some injuries that have been going on this summer as well. It'll be a good transition to talk about after an NFL story. So we got Marquise Lee. He just recently is out for the season now for the Jags. I think he tore his ACL, MCL, one of those fucking things. So probably don't draft Marquise Lee unless you just want him sitting on your bench not playing. Elshon Jeffrey, he's hurt. Not sure what his expected due date back is, but he's out. He's a fucking pussy and he's always out anyways. I remember I spent a dick ton of money on him. Washington running backs, they're all fucked. You got Darius Geis, I don't know, the fucking rookie. Samaje Perine and then Byron Marshall, all hurt. And Geis, the first guy I mentioned, he was a second-round pick and I think was going to probably get a lot of carries. He's out for the year, actually. So I think – who the fuck's their other – yeah, they got so many running backs. It might be Chris Thompson or something. I don't know. Might have to look at him as an option to draft. But, yeah, pretty much every fucking Washington running back is hurt. So their team's going to suck dick anyways this year. So that's it for kind of the big injuries, NFL-related. I think, what's his fucking face? Baldwin for the Seattle Seahawks. He might miss week one, but that's no big deal. Andrew Luck, I think he's supposed to be back for week one, but we'll see. Carson Wentz, kind of the same deal. Those are kind of the two quarterbacks to look at for injuries. But we got a couple players suspended to note, too. Mark Ingram suspended for 4 games. He fucking tore it up last year. And then Julian Edelman, he's suspended for a few games as well. So we'll see. And then Josh Gordon, he's suspended. Oh, wait. Josh Gordon? No, he's not suspended? Oh, my God. This could be the first time in a long time that Josh Gordon will actually maybe play in week one if he doesn't go back to rehab or smoke pot or do something stupid. So that's pretty exciting stuff. And I think that will lead us into another good topic, which is a few things I've noticed so far going on in fantasy football trends. And like I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, I had my first fantasy draft last night and noticed a few things that I think I should point out. The first one being Josh Gordon is going very high. Josh Gordon high. But he's going very high. He's getting offered up a lot of money for someone who never plays and who hasn't played very much football in quite a while. Now, don't get me wrong. Very talented dude. No homo. But the guy's got the absolute one of the most best physiques for a wide receiver I've ever seen. He might be the most talented, maybe the best receiver currently playing and currently active on a National Football League roster. That being said, the guy fucking fucks up all the time, and he's never playing. So if you like rolling the dice, being a little bit of a gambler, you know, go all for it. But yeah, I just noticed that, you know, people are jumping back on the bandwagon. He makes a 2-minute appearance on Hard Knocks, and people get a fucking hard on for it. Other thing I noticed, Jordy Nelson transitioned out of the Green Bay Packers, now playing for the Oakland Raiders. He's not going for a lot of money. I think his average auction draft on ESPN boards is like around $3. I think he maybe went for like $7 in my draft last night. And that's with a lot of Packer backers in that draft. I don't get it. I mean, I think he personally kind of sucks dick and was a product of Aaron Rodgers, and he's not going to pan out. But I know there's plenty of other idiots that don't think that and think that he's, you know, going to be good. So unless I'm missing something here, like he's hurt or fucking suspended or just like, I don't know, the fucking Raiders have the most amazing receiving core of all time that I don't know about, like fucking Tim Brown and Jerry Rice are resurrected and back in their prime for the team with Rich Gannon throwing the rock at them. Is that the case? I don't know. But Jordy Nelson's not going for a lot. Someone messaged me, fill the gap there. I don't get what the deal is with that. And then speaking of Oakland receivers, Amari Cooper's going for quite a bit. He's valued at a decent amount, like in the upper 20s, lower 30s, not much different than last year. As someone who had Amari Cooper last year, let me tell you, that guy is a fucking piece of shit. I mean, maybe he'll turn around this year. It was just the one-off year last season, but good God, fuck that guy. And I don't know, you do whatever you want. Just don't expect me to be drafting that fucker ever again. The other thing I noticed, Melvin Gordon going for a shit ton of money. Fuck, I think he almost went for about as much money as your Ezekiel Elliott's David Johnson's. And fuck, man. I mean, the guy's pretty good, but fuck, I just remember drafting him his rookie year and just sucking dick. So it's just funny to see how much he's taken off in fantasy value. But just something to note, if you want to be drafting Melvin Gordon, just be expecting to pay a pretty price for it. So we'll go back to specifically our league, the Atlanta 10,000 Plus Coons League. And to refresh everyone's memory, the way our league works, it's a 10-team league, and we do keeper style, where you can keep a player for up to 2 seasons. And I think it's like we do an auction draft, and I want to say it's like 70. You pay for the your keeper 75% of their auction value or some shit like that, 75-80%. I don't fucking know the exact percentage. I got other people in the league that handle those decisions, but that's what it is. And I'll just run through quick players that are not able to be kept anymore. So last season, it was their second year. So we'll start off, Walmo had Todd Gurley last year for his second season. So he's going to become a free agent to draft. Arguably the number one fantasy player to draft, going number one in the majority of boards, or a good chunk of boards. So definitely a key player to look out for in that draft. And it'll be interesting to see how much money people blow their load on for him. Okay. Kevin Plow, who was in last place last year, had David Johnson, who got hurt right away. That pretty much just ruined his entire season. Not only that, but he was a second-year keeper, so now Evan can't even keep him. You'll have to buy him back if he wants his injury ass. So we got David Johnson on the free market. He's in most people's top five fantasy boards. And we got Tony Faker with A.J. Green as a second-year player who then traded him to me. So he's going to go back to the free agent market. So love me some A.J. Green. That's a big-time receiver there. Speaking of big-time receivers, Asian Dave has to give up Mike Evans. He's a second two-year keeper guy. It's going to be back in the free agent market. So that's Mike Evans, A.J. Green, David Johnson, Todd Gurley for your players that have been kept the last two seasons that are now going to become available. Some big names there. And, I mean, that's really all I have for news. I'll keep this episode short. And, you know, next week will be a much, much longer episode as we go over the draft grades of how everyone does in our league. Probably one of my favorite episodes of the year. So we'll definitely have a co-host for that. Got a few names in mind. Not decided yet 100% on who it's going to be. Just the one rule I'll have when having a co-host for picking or grading people's fantasy teams is you have to have won at least one fantasy championship in a league. And because you just can't have someone grading teams with me that's just been a failure all their life, that's never won a championship. Just got to have someone that kind of knows at least a little bit what the fuck they're doing if they're going to be giving feedback. So we'll have that for next week. And, yeah, our draft is this Saturday. It was 4 p.m., then it switched to 2 p.m., and now I think it's 4 p.m. with a 2 p.m. pregame. So like that, like I mentioned, we're going to be having it in William's basement. So back to the basement days. Well, it was fun doing it at a casino while it lasted, but, you know, maybe we'll do Vegas next year, and we'll just step it up huge. We'll see. We'll just do it year by year. But now it'll be good. I think we're going to the state fair afterwards. So at least I am, a couple other guys. So that'll be fun. Try try some new foods, or I'll probably just do my staples: the Sweet Martha's cookies, cheese curds. You know, and I think I'm gonna bring some walleye for the draft. Have ourselves a good old little fish fry. I got about 5-6 pounds of walleye frozen in the freezer that I've been meaning to cook up from my fishing trip in June. So when you come through those doors on Saturday at 4 o'clock, yeah, expect some walleye to be being in the deep fryer. So I'll get it going a little bit before four, so it's ready right at the start of the draft. So we'll have ourselves a good old little fashioned fish fry draft. But definitely looking forward to another year of fantasy football and podcasting. Tweet at me at @NotRyanEason for any feedback, questions, concerns, anything at all. I hope you enjoyed this little preview episode into the season, episode one, and look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday as we go over the draft teams, and have a great night. Thank you.